We're now joined by head coach Melissa Hill up at the Mercer School. The Lady Cardinals, they've been waiting a long time, about a month, to be able to say this. Coach, it's game day.
Yes, we are excited. It's about time we actually can take some of those things we've been seeing in practice and put them into live game situation and see where we're at.
Where do you feel like the girls are at right now, Coach? What has you most encouraged about the team?
You know, this year, in all honesty, I mean, we have nine girls. So we have gained a couple who, for the first time ever, have seen a softball in their hand, and we have lost a couple that, you know, who were consistently and pretty strong on the team. So it's definitely a new group. It is a very, it's a small group for softball. So when you have nine, you're right at that number. So, but I'm excited. So I would say in the last 3 years, when I look at a group of girls, you know, they have absolutely worked super, super hard. So they show up to practices and they're doing everything we ask, and they're working to the utmost of their ability and working hard, and so we're hoping to see some of that hard work pay off.
So what we talked about last week was the fact that there were a lot of girls who were going to be the backbone of your team last year, but just didn't have a lot of experience because you're replacing an outstanding senior class. Now you're looking for that particular group. A lot of them were sophomores last year and juniors this year. You're looking for them to take that step, both in ability and leadership this year, right?
Yes, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for, you know, during the highs and the lows and whatever's going on in any game situation, we're looking for those girls who have been here before to step up and lead the team and allow girls to see, you know, this is how we act and this is what we do and this is how we push forward and this is how we play hard.
And quite frankly here, and we're going to cross our fingers because we're talking off the air about the weather. The forecast does look rainy, but we'll see what happens with that. The next two opponents, if you're going to have any sort of a successful season, the next two opponents will be telling, because as far as the conference goes, these would appear to be a couple of teams you can play with.
Yes, yes. We're hoping to come out of the gates with a couple of nice wins and lead into the Canesville tournament where we would, good chance, see those same teams again. So, but when you look at the conference, I mean, this is a starting season where we're, you know, going up a couple of teams where competitively, you would assume that we would be right there with them.
Who gets the ball tonight in the circle for you, Coach?
So Aubrey Wilson will be my starting pitcher. So when you have nine, she is my experienced and my go-to. So we are praying for healthy bodies and healthy minds for a long season. So Aubrey Wilson will see the ball.
Does she have a pretty good strikeout pitch? Is that something she's worked on over the offseason?
You know, Aubrey is a worker. You tell her what you want her to do, and she's going to do it. So, you know, she doesn't have a pocket full of pitches and a whole lot to work with. But you know, you can look at her and you can tell her and say, listen, this is where I need it. This is where I want. And she's going to do everything she can to hit that spot. So she's a hard worker.
Yeah, and the bottom line is too, because if you can get strikeouts, that's great. But on the other end, if you're not throwing strikes, that's not what you want. So the bottom line is, if you can get outs, that's great. But throw strikes in the meanwhile.
That's right. Like right now, we are literally we're feeding off of a pitcher who, you know, spends a lot of her time doing, you know, she's a multi-sport athlete, so she spends a lot of time working on various things. And right now, I mean, she does a great job. She does an absolute great job. But what we're working on right now, just putting it in the zone and allowing batters to get the bat on it and put it in play and leading and, you know, feeding off of our defense, and hopefully they're back there for her.
So obviously, you're going to be on the road, weather holding, at Winston tonight. You go to, was it Canesville you're going to on Thursday, and Coach?
Yes.
Okay, and that's obviously against East Harrison. Do you have any information on the tournament for Saturday at East Harrison?
Right now we know that we play Pattonsburg first, so we will see them at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And a four-team tournament again?
Four-team tournament. You'll see Pattonsburg, Mercer, East Harrison, and Winston.
So that'll be kind of like a little HDC tournament then.
It will. Short and quick, and seeing everyone you'll see there in your conference, so yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously the HDC tournament is the following Saturday. Will that be back in Bethany?
That is actually in Eagleville.
Oh, gotcha, okay. And they have a nice facility too. So
They do. They've got a couple of nice fields where we can, you know, get in. Well, they've got their bigger field, they've got their smaller field, but they've got some options to work with, so that's nice.
Yeah, and Bethany was a great host for it, but it is also kind of nice to have a conference school host.
It is. It's nice to go where you feel, you know, where you have seen a handful of more games, and in terms of experience and field play, that's nice.
With the nine that you have, Coach, what's the breakdown as far as grades? Are we looking at a lot of 10th and 11th graders in that group?
Right now, yes. Yeah, the majority of our players right now are our juniors, so our 11th graders. We've got two seniors, a handful of juniors, a couple of sophomores, and then three freshmen. So, three sophomores. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any freshmen right now. So we are a sophomore, junior, senior strong team. So
you know, as you said, there are a couple of girls in there who are just kind of picking up the sport and learning it. But for a lot of them, that lack of experience isn't going to be a valid excuse this year either.
It is not. No, it is definitely not this year.
What are your expectations of this matchup with Winston, or any scouting report on the Redbirds or those things for tonight?
We haven't heard a whole lot. I think they're in the same situation as us, like haven't really had a whole lot in terms of games. So I know that they have a decent pitcher, so it should be a nice little pitching duel between Aubrey and their pitcher. So I just, you know, right now, expectation-wise, is I want to see my girls show up. I want them to hit the ball. I want to see them swinging away and looking to put the ball in play. We've basically had those conversations where you're not swinging to hit over the moon, so you're looking to put the ball in play and allow their defense to do the work, and hopefully defensively, inning by inning, our team shows up victorious.
So I know the game isn't in Mercer tonight, but we know it was dry in the summer, and now it feels like every time I'm on social media and looking at different posts, somebody in Mercer is saying how it's, you know, raining cats and dogs up there. How does your field look?
The field's pretty wet right now. We are lucky in the fact that we have a field that dries and soaks up pretty quickly. Home plate always has to have a little bit of work. So, you know, if Mother Nature was to hold out, then I would definitely feel confident that we would be able to have a game here this evening. But because we are lucky in the fact that we have a field that dries pretty quick.
And I was going to say, too, yeah, you generally get a lot of that rain that runs off the outfield, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. Winston on the road tonight. What time is that game, Coach? 5:30?
That game is at 5:30.
5:30. And then you go to Canesville on Saturday and Canesville on Thursday.
Yes.
And you got Princeton coming in next Monday. We'll talk about that game with the Tigers on the next show. Coach, appreciate
Sounds
the time.
Sounds great.
I will talk to you next week.
Thank you.